So initially, we may make a very blanket statements to attract people and to help them develop faith. And later on, we may give them some nuances. So is it a proper way? Actually, education in any form is a process of selective disclosure. Selective disclosure, that means what? When somebody is being taught something physics or somebody's taught mathematics, that in the first in the KG or the first or second standard, we don't talk about 3 minus 5, we don't talk about triple integral calculus, we don't talk about things like that. So education always means speaking according to the level of the people. According to the level of the people, so that they can move one step higher. So that is the normal process of education. That is not deceptive. Now, what makes something deceptive is that if we deliberately hide facts that people need to know. So, in any system of education, we cannot tell everything to people at all times. If history is to be taught, now there is a board, we decide that in the history textbook this is going to come. Now, in the history textbook, many things may be left out. But what can be done? They are not, that's not that if the students are more interested in history, they will learn that afterwards. So education means there is so much knowledge and certain things have to be given. So now it is for us to make sure that we help people grow in such a way that as they learn things which they have not learned earlier, they see it as a progression, not as a contradiction. So if we are educating people in a systematic way, then they will move forward, they will understand it. But especially if somebody asks specific questions, then giving evasive answers or not giving answers or giving answers which are actually not true, that can become a serious problem. So is 3 minus 5 possible? You know, a teacher may say that, you know, yes, at this level you will not understand it, but later you will understand it, which is fine. So if it's not possible only at that time, that makes it absolute truth. But my teacher told me like this earlier. Oh, because that you could not have understood at that time. And the child may not be able to digest it at this time. So now another problem in today's world is that, you know, with internet, people have access to everything. So when they have access to everything, you know, so it's even if we try to conceal certain things from people, it's not very easy to conceal it. People can know about things very easily. So that's why it's good to give, especially if the audience is educated, the audience is thoughtful. Then it's good to give a balanced understanding. But it's not wrong in principle to not tell everything right in the beginning. So there has to be always a process of education, and then there is disclosure according to how much people can take. In fact, I would say in today's culture, where people are quite skeptical, telling the Ajamil pastime literally can actually be damaging for people's faith. For people who are from a very traditional background, simple culture, they may hear, oh, the whole name is so powerful, that's wonderful. But for other people, for a reasoning person, if you are not able to explain with proper reasoning the pastime, it can seem very, very difficult to digest. If you see in that book, Second Chance, also, the stress is not so much on all the promise scripture, promises about what the holy name can do. The stress is on the transformation of Ajam. And similarly, we should also chant the holy names and we should also get transformed. So education has to be done in that way. There has to be systematic education where there's gradation of what we teach at different times. But it has to be done in such a way that that the subsequent phases of education are seen as progression, not as contradiction. Okay? Thank you. Yes, please.